Governor Walker, thank you for joining me. I'd like to start by asking how you think the Pebble permitting process is going and what you think about the extension of the public comment period until June 29th.
Well, we're pleased with the expansion. We asked for the expansion of the public comment period, and it went from 30 days to 90 days. So we asked for a little more than 90, but we're 90 is better than 30. We listened very closely to the public input, and we stand by the communities in Bristol Bay. And we, you know, the process is going through. We have not been bashful about sharing that my position has always been fish first, and I will not pit a non-renewable against a renewable, renewable being fish. So I am a fish first person, and I've said that the burden is very high in order to prove that they can do what they want to do without injury to fishing, and so I'm pleased with I've taken lots of criticism for my position of being putting fish first, but that's just where I am.
Now that you mentioned being fish first, the Yes for Salmon group is backing an initiative to strengthen salmon habitat protections. What is your view of this initiative?
I'm very concerned about that initiative process. I described it as a blunt instrument, and I met with the initiative sponsors, and most of them are out-of-state sponsors that were doing this. I believe that if there's modification to our permitting system, that it should be done through a process that involves public input, public hearings, etc. And so I am very concerned about the impact of that initiative as far as development of the rest of Alaska. I think it's significantly too broad, and if there are specific changes and proposals, we're always anxious to hear them and implement them. So while I certainly stand strong on the issue of Bristol Bay and the sustainability of the fishery there, that initiative to me goes far beyond what is appropriate for Alaska.
I'd like to move on to infrastructure. Dillingham streets have been in disrepair for years, and delays in the Alaska Department of Transportation acquisition have been a major factor in this. Do you see any way towards streamlining these processes or addressing delays like this in the future?
I think that working directly with the Department of Transportation is the appropriate way to do that. I've certainly had communication with Commissioner Lucan on that issue. And they do, you know, we're in the process. We've closed down 40 state facilities. Many of them are DOT facilities that we've closed down as a result of the fiscal situation we're in, eliminated or modified about 100 state programs. And, you know, we have about 3,000 fewer state employees than we did a few years ago. So we've been going through a major, major budget reduction. You know, I don't know if that's related to it, but, you know, there are impacts for reducing budgets, and there are impacts across the state. You know, if it's taken longer than in the past, we certainly apologize for that. But, you know, we're dealing with a very, very significant budget reduction effort. And so that could be part of it. I don't know.
Is the state currently working on any infrastructure initiatives?
Well, the gas line is an infrastructure initiative. There's no question. And it's one that will provide long-term, every year, significant funding for some of the very projects you're talking about. Because 20% of the revenue from the state's royalty gas would be made available every year for infrastructure project in rural Alaska. So alternative energy would be one. So it's an opportunity of using developing our resources responsibly. So that's how we would be able to fund exactly what you're talking about. Another thing we're working on is the deferred maintenance. Alaska has almost $2 billion of deferred maintenance that needs to be done on our existing infrastructure. We have different methods in play to be able to get that funded as well, and that would be spread over about 60 different communities across the state. Certainly Dillingham would be one of those that would receive funding for that. So we're working on that in the last few days here of this session.
Governor Walker, thank you for talking with me today.
Izzy, thank you very much, and congratulations on your transition to Dillingham. You're going to enjoy it immensely, as I do on every trip I'm out there, so I'll look forward to my next time out in your area.